Sister Carolyn Gornik-Kupkowski, a Benedictine sister of Erie, Pennsylvania, has been a retreat leader and spiritual animator for more than 30 years. Welcome to her conversations and interactive reflections on creation spirituality. May they deepen your love affair with creation and lead you to meet God, self, and others through a new lens. Learn more about the Benedictine Sisters of Erie at eriebenedictines.org.
In my previous podcast, I talked about this same theme, ceremonies and celebrations, thinking that what I had to say about this subject would fit in one single podcast. Was I ever wrong? One of the most striking events of the last month deserves more space than what was provided the last time around. It was our sister Valerie's final profession. Weeks ahead of her commitment, we held our breath for fear the monastery would be shut down again due to someone testing positive for the COVID virus. The date approached, as we exhaled a deep sigh, and the all-clear signal became a reality. Val, in her early 30s, is youngest in age in our community, and her profession ceremony marked 4 years since our last final profession. A week later, Sister Placida celebrated her 104th birthday. Yes, unbelievable that she is still focused, zips around in a motorized wheelchair, and was even recorded on one of my earlier podcasts. How significant that these two events came so close together. Another formation event will take place this fall when three of our novices will make first profession. That is, each woman becomes a scholastic, one who has chosen to be a committed member in temporary vows. These women entered the Erie Benedictines knowing that their life's journey would continue to be full of challenges as well as times of sheer happiness. Life is a hard battle anyway. If we laugh and sing a little as we fight the good fight for freedom, it makes it all go easier. I will not allow my life's light to be determined by the darkness around me. This quote by Sojourner Truth came my way via text message from my nephew, Christopher. Very often his messages to me appear on my cell phone at the exact moment that I need to receive that particular inspiration. Christopher himself is an inspiration. I now claim him as my spiritual director. Sojourner's words are so appropriate for Val, Placida, and the three novices as they take the next steps on their journey. Singing and dancing are characteristic of Val, as many times her dancing and the community's singing go hand in hand, with people in the assembly often rising from their seats and joining her for the closing song, dancing followed by clapping. What can be better? And Sojourner's statement, quote, "I will not allow my life's light to be determined by the darkness around me," unquote, clearly speaks of our 104-year-old sister Placida. At her birthday party, I publicly asked, "Placida, what does being 104 say to you?" Typically, her one-word answer was, "Terminal." Who knew better than Sojourner herself these words? Quote, "Life is a battle, a hard battle anyway. If we laugh and sing a little as we fight the good fight of freedom, it makes it all go easier." Unquote. Good advice for the novices becoming scholastics. Are you wondering if all these particular events in the recent life of our community happened during special ceremonies and celebrations? Of course they did. Ritual and various traditions form the ceremonies themselves. We celebrate life, and we celebrate the achievements of these sisters. And we, who are the individuals in the chapel assembly, are given the opportunity to recommit ourselves to following the way of Benedict and the gospel of Jesus. Ever since my early childhood, I have been blessed with parents and siblings who were nurtured by celebrations. And each time we celebrated, there was some type of ceremony to mark the event. Perhaps it was a special birthday song, or a certain gift that was given to the one who marked a significant event or passage. Or it may have been a family heirloom given at the time of marriage. Whatever. It held meaning and strengthened relationships. I believe life is all about relationships. Ceremonies and celebrations are rooted in relationships. They are the glue that cements families, communities of whatever type, states, and nations as well. Ceremonies and celebrations identify what the current culture values, promotes, and contributes to future endeavors. How sad it must be to be lonely, devoid of ceremonies and celebrations. Now notice I did not say alone. One can be alone, even isolated, yet still able to engage in ceremonies and celebrations. There is always the relationship with God and self. Too often we overlook and neglect the self and what is required to develop this relationship, God-self. A better relationship with the self deepens our relationship with God, who lives fully within me. And we must not ignore that being alone may indeed be in the midst of nature, all that beauty of creation that never ceases to be a source of amazement. Creation has nurtured me in countless ways throughout my 81 years, for which I am very grateful.
Sister Carolyn on Creation Spirituality is brought to you by the Benedictine Sisters of Erie. Visit eriebenedictines.org to learn more about the impact of Benedictine spirituality in our world and to offer your financial support that helps make our outreach possible.